This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take Command Podcast, Logan Paulson there, Craig Hoffman here, now in the post-draft recap room. Oh, I missed this one too, Logan. We're out of the war room. We graduated. We have a full first round. Just to run it down, this is a super interesting draft, and you know, you and I were talking before we got back into it here. Like, imagine me telling you this time last year that Michael Penix was going to be the eighth pick, or some of the other stuff that happened, that Joe Alt would go where he did, to the Chargers. Like I guess Harbaugh really loves linemen, but like, think of how much of a shock that felt like at the time. And so I think that it's worth saying, like, this is very different than a lot of the mock drafts that are out there currently, but this absolutely could be how things go down. Travis Hunter first to the Titans, Cam Ward to the Browns, Abdul Carter the edge to New York. Man, that would stink. Having to see him twice a year. Mason Graham, defensive lineman from Michigan to the Patriots. McMillan, the wide receiver to the Jags. God, they would have him and Brian Thomas Jr. If Trevor Lawrence can't figure it out with them and old Liam Cohen, then might actually be on Trevor Lawrence. Malachi Starks from Georgia to the Raiders. Luther Burden the third. I was watching a little bit of him this morning. He's got big Curtis Samuel vibes.
Can we talk about him real quick? So he's a guy that I think is really interesting in this draft because he was really productive in 23, not as productive in 24, and looked like, I don't say not good, but just not effective. And he had bad quarterback play, but he's a guy that I could feel teams being either this high on based on his 23 film, or he could be a guy that I honestly could see being available in the Commanders are picking 29. Like, so
he's all over the place in mock drafts. Like, and truly it's because, all over
and
the
it's
place.
Because of the inconsistency. Like, when you watch his 24, it's I'm gonna say lukewarm. Like, he's an explosive player, but is he a difference making player to go in the top 10? That's an interesting one. And him and the next guy too, James Pierce Jr. So James Pierce Jr. is my sixth edge, and I could easily see him going here because he is insane. He is insanely explosive. Insanely explosive, but a little up and down with effort this year. So if he were to slide a little bit, he's an interesting guy. Like, obviously you're not trading for him at 8. But let's say he's at 28 or 27. And you need an elite pass rusher, a guy that, and Shamar Stewart assumingly is not on the board, you might want to trade up for him in that kind of role. Like, a really an interesting prospect for sure.
For sure. So he's going to Carolina at 8. Jahdae Barron, corner from Texas, to the Saints at 9. Ashton Jeanty goes 10 to the Bears. Tyler Warren, the tight end from Penn State, goes to Kyle Shanahan as his new toy at 11. Another dagger in the division. Will Campbell, arguably the best O-lineman in this draft, goes 12th to the Cowboys. He's probably playing guard there. I've heard a couple people say, like, they're not even bothering with him at tackle, that he's a straight guard for them.
So it's interesting. So like, interesting. I was one of those guys for a long time, and then I think you talk about elite traits, you know? His balance is special. And if he can, I might let him fail at tackle just to see, but he's a super smart player with like plus balance. So I might give it a shot, but I definitely see the guard transition for him because his arms, and again, if he measures fine at the combine, he's probably okay, but I think he's probably got 32-inch arms.
Walter Nolan, defensive lineman from Ole Miss to the Dolphins at 13. Josh Simmons, who we'll circle back to in a second, goes 14 to the Colts. Will Johnson, 15 to the Falcons, the corner out of Michigan. Mike Green, the edge out of Marshall, 16 to Arizona. So that's the first half of the first round. It'd be basically impossible for Washington. Not impossible. I don't think it's worth it for Washington to trade back up into the top half of the first round. It is going to be very expensive for them to do so. We're talking giving up your third or depending where you're going, maybe even your second pick to get up here. And that's just, that feels like a no-go. But Josh Simmons is a guy that you are absolutely in love with. And if he can fall past that point where maybe we're talking about, I don't know, would you give up your, would you trade 29 in your third rounder, which again is a higher third rounder from Miami, to go up to, I don't know, 20 to get Josh Simmons? Is that too rich for you? Or would you say like, nah, we're good. We'll see who else can fall. But if it gets down to a fourth or fifth rounder, now we're talking.
Yeah, so he's an interesting guy because the knee injury, like I think there's a lot of flexibility in terms of where he goes. Like if he's healthy the whole year, I personally think he's a top five pick. I think he's the first offensive lineman off the board. He has the special athleticism. Like he looks like he wears 71. He looks like Darisaw from Minnesota. He looks a little bit like Trent Williams. Like he's got that elite first step quickness. He's got the ability to sink and bend. So in terms of tackle, like he's a guy. And so when you're hunting for special, like he's got the special, right? There are some other guys that I like later, but they're not he's the guy to me, right? And so I would definitely consider it. Now, the only reason I would consider it is I do think he's getting more and more hype. People are getting more and more comfortable with the knee injury. But let's say, for example, a lot of teams don't clear him medically and he slips into that 20 to 25 range. I'm definitely kicking the tires on something like that, right? I'm definitely kind of saying, hey, like, what's it going to take? And if it's a first and a fourth, I'm not even batting an eye. If it's a first and a third, I really got to trust my medical team. I got to trust my really everything. Trust medical, trust the trust my coaches, right? Trust the vision for him. But I, in terms of athlete, like that's the guy that I've circled as like, you know, we talked about Will Campbell maybe moving a guard. Like Josh Simmons is to me a special
tackle.
Is a special offensive lineman in this draft. Yeah.
All right.
And then Mike, can we talk about Mike Green real quick? Just Mike Green.
Sure.
He's another guy that from Marshall might not go this high. He's my third edge at the moment. I could see him slipping because of level of competition, but his film is absolutely bonkers. So he's a guy that I can see has the ability potentially to be a plus pass rusher. Now, just going through this, you forget how saturated this is. Like you've got Abdul Carter, you got James Pierce Jr., you got Mike Green, you've got Shamar Stewart. There's Michael Williams is another guy that is tremendous, right? So maybe you don't feel like you need to reach on those guys because outside of Abdul Carter, I think those other guys are really clustered very closely together. And we just talked about when we previewed the edge we were picking, like there's some other guys after that. So maybe you don't need to trade up for him. But if you fall in love with him and his film is the stuff that makes you fall in love with a player, might not be a bad idea to kick the tires on that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Yeah, if he falls to 25 and you can trade a 7th rounder or a 6th rounder to move up 4 spots, like that becomes a possibility. Or even if you trade a 4th but you get a 6th back and stuff like that, those are the kind of deals that get made around there. All right, back half of the first round, just to round it out, Kenneth Grant from Michigan goes to the Bengals at 17. Emeka Egbuka from Ohio State goes to Seattle. Kelvin Banks, tackle from Texas, goes 19 to Tampa. Where are you at on Banks?
I'm up and down on Banks. I think he's got good athleticism. I kind of feel guard from him quite a bit. But again, I probably let him fail at tackle, depending on the arm length measurement. Hopefully you guys can hear it in my discussion of these offensive linemen. Definitely not the same class as last year, where like the 5th guy is Amarius Mims and is for sure going to be a starting tackle in the NFL. We're on our 3rd guy of the 3 in the top. There's one that I'm very confident will play tackle. The other two I could easily see switching to guard. So this is kind of a tackle poor class. And I also think that's one of the reasons why, like, Connerly, for example, from Oregon, is a good prospect. Like, and even the kid from Missouri, Amon Membu, I think is a good tackle, but is probably a better guard. So, like, you see guys like Josh Simmons and Connerly becoming more valuable in this class if you need a tackle. But I like him. I don't love him. There's some technical things that bother me with him. But again, I think the athlete's there. I think the mindset's there. And if you were to slide a little bit, maybe you move up for him. But again, I'm not as shot in the ass with him as I am with Josh Simmons, for example.
Omarion Hampton, halfback from UNC, goes 20 to Denver. Derek Harmon, defensive lineman from Oregon, goes 21 to Pittsburgh. Michael Williams, the edge from Georgia, to the Chargers at 22. Matthew Golden, wide receiver, Texas, Green Bay, 23, because they need another young wide receiver. They don't have enough.
Yeah,
Armon Membu, the tackle from Mizzou, 24 to the Vikings. Would you be kicking the tires on trying to trade up for him, or is he too much in the same Brandon Coleman kind of vibe where it's like, is it really worth giving up? Like, it's one thing if he falls to you at 29 to give up another later lottery ticket and another player. Is that a guy that you would be willing
to do that? So he's interesting to me because he's probably my top guard with Tyler Booker and Jackson. They're kind of clustered very closely together for me. And so with neither one of those other guys off the board, I'd probably be okay not doing it. But let's say, for example, Booker goes early and he's there. I think he could be special. Like, he's got great strength, great bend, great explosive. I mean, he's 335 pounds, man.
Yeah, and Dane loves him. Dane's got him, I think, as his 8th player.
Yeah, he's a really good football player. I think the only thing that keeps me from being yes, is his effort is a little bit up and down. And I think a little bit of that's the offense stylistically. But I think if he interviews well, you could easily see him going top 10. You know what I mean? That's where Tyler Booker, I know he was available when the Commanders were picking in 29 in this mock. If he interviews well, if Amon Membu interviews well, there's no chance you're getting them because teams are going to fall in love with those guys.
Darius Alexander from Toledo, 25. Zabel, tackle.
Sorry,
from,
real quick. Yeah. That guy,
maniac. Alexander.
Yeah, if you're looking for a good guy with inside outside pass rush flexibility, this seems a tick high, but he's a heck of a football player,
guy that if he falls to 29, you're not surprised if Washington takes him because that's Adam Peters kind of guy.
Yeah, 100%.
Zabel, the tackle from North Dakota State at 26 to the Rams. Nick Squirton, an edge from Texas A&M, goes to Baltimore. Jahad Campbell, 28 to Detroit, as we talked about a little bit earlier. Then after we took Shamar Stewart for the Commanders at 29, Jalen Walker, and then Trey Amos, Demetrius Knight. We talked a little bit about some of those guys, but you wanted to circle back on Walker.
Yeah, Walker is really interesting to me because, like, I've seen a lot of mocks of them super high, and I don't really get it yet, and I probably got to watch some more film because he plays edge, and he's a good edge. He plays off-ball like linebacker, and he's a fine off-ball linebacker. His movement in space isn't great. So the thing with him is, like, what are you actually at the next level? And that becomes problematic for me because, again, I think he's a good football player, but it's like, can you win on the edge consistently versus longer, bigger tackles? I don't know. And I don't think you can play off ball linebacker. And I've heard Trevor Sikkema, who does this board and does these rankings, say similar things. And I think that's probably why he's down in this range for PFF. But a lot of people have him in a top, as a top 15 player, but an interesting guy to keep an eye on, especially after the combine.
I think there's a pretty good chance that I talk to Trevor in Indianapolis next week. So we can talk about, if you give me a list of guys to be like, Trevor, Logan wants to know what you think about this guy. I'll just turn my interview with Trevor into Logan's personal podcast. but I'll be in Indy next week. Be fun. Maybe, who knows? Actually, you know what? I'm going to text Trevor after we get done with this podcast, and I'm going to see if he wants to sit down, and maybe we'll record a podcast, the three of us, he and I together in Indy, and then we'll get you on the laptop since you don't get there till Thursday. Or we'll see if we can figure out the timing on Thursday to see if we can all get together, because you owe me flight info, sir, which we'll take care of after this podcast, which is very soon because this podcast is basically over. We're going to do, obviously, a ton of draft stuff next week. The combine, we got a bunch of stuff planned, or a bunch of stuff that's like 90% baked. We just got to figure out the timing of it all. So we will get into that. Obviously, we're still taking mailbag questions as well if you'd like to submit at Hoffman.sports or at Logan_Paulson82 on Instagram, or hit HoffmanShow.com. Use the contact link and it'll send me an email with your question. So we'll get back into the mailbag as we go. Obviously, on the backside of the combine, huge free agency preview because, well, it's almost there. There's also a chance that some deals get done. If guys are re-signing, that stuff can kind of happen this week. We just saw Andy Dalton re-sign with the Carolina Panthers. So this kind of stuff can happen, you know, before the opening of the league year, depending on teams' cap situations and all that kind of stuff. So we're on the lookout for news as well. And if there's anything that happens with imminence, we'll be talking about it on the radio on the Hoffman Show from 4 to 7 as well. Check us out on the Team 980. For Logan, I'm Craig. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of Take Command. We'll see you next time, live from Indianapolis.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.